Well, hey everybody, Darren Garman here, and welcome to this month's conference call. It's already February 1st, and glad to have you with me and glad to have you on the call. I'm going to just jump right into the information here, February 1st, 2017, and start talking about the things that I think are important or that you're going to want to know about. And so I'm going to hit on these items briefly. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail unless I think it's necessary. But always remember, I'm always happy to follow up, talk with you personally, over email or over the phone, whatever's more convenient for you, to discuss any questions that you may have or any items you think you want to have addressed based on the information I'm going to be sharing with you. Now, before I start jumping into this this conference call, a couple quick housekeeping items. First of all, about 80% of the information I'm going to be sharing with you on this call is going to be in the quarterly report. And I'll talk about that and when you can expect that here in just a few minutes and when you'll have that. The second thing is I'm going to be going over information that some of it you may already know and may already be aware of, but it is important enough for us to to talk about a little bit and for me to give you an update with what's going on. So that's what we're going to do, and that's how we're going to tackle things on this call. But again, before we get started, I just want you to know that I appreciate you as a partner. I appreciate you as an investor, and I'm glad you're aboard, and I'm glad you are you're with me today on this call. Most appreciated. All right, let's jump into the information. I want to start with management, and I'm talking property management, not company management. As you should be aware, I decided to replace our entire management team with the exception of one person here at the end of September. And not surprisingly, that is a messy process. So you think about not only what the new management team has to do in terms of A, keeping our current tenants happy, keeping our current units occupied, because we don't want a bunch of people moving out. We want to keep our tenants, especially our good tenants. So not only that, there's that, but also getting our units rented. So our vacant units, our management 101, obviously, is having our units rented and rented as high as we possibly can. And getting as high of a rent as we possibly can for those units. I'm going to talk more about that here in just a minute because I have some interesting notes for you to know about. But they've got to do that. And so that's all. And most of us think that that's basically what they do. And it is. And of course, there's a ton of things that go on in order for them to be effective with that and for us to continue to have value growth and income growth with our properties. And so what I've said so far isn't so much of a mystery, but one of the things that you need to know that these guys have done an unbelievable job in is taking care of what I call the mess and the background items and the things that we were not doing correctly from a management standpoint. And the list is long on what our current staff was not doing correctly. All of that, I should say 95% of that, has all been cleaned up. Okay, so a ton of our management team's time has been spent on fixing all of the things that needed to be fixed before we can start improving what we already have. And that is very, very important for a lot of reasons. So the good news that I want to share with you about our management team is not only are they doing a good job renting our units, dealing with our current tenants, making our current tenants feel like we want them to live in our apartments, making our current tenants feel good about living in our apartments, making our current tenants feel like they want to stay in our apartments. They're doing a great job with that. And of course, they're not 100%. Nobody is. But they're doing a great job with that. But what they've done a stellar job at is taking care of any past nagging issues regarding management for the most part. Now, they're not 100% done, but they have done an excellent job up to that point. And so the improvements have been fantastic. And just to give you like a little side note here. So last week, the management staff got Friday off and Saturday morning off. So just so you know, our management team works Monday through Saturday, okay? They get Sunday off, but they work Monday through Saturday. And so they got Friday off and most of Saturday off. And so you may be thinking, well, so what? What's the big deal about that? So you gave them a day off. Well, the reason we did was because they completed 15 leases in the last 2 weeks. Okay, so we had 15 new lease signups in the last 2 weeks. So again, you may be thinking, well, so what? What's so significant about that? Well, this time of year in the winter, that is an unbelievable amount of activity and leases done in a short period of time. So 15 doesn't sound like a big number, but in the middle of January, in the middle of winter in Iowa, that is fantastic. And we're talking again about tenants that we want to have live in our apartments. Okay, we're not talking about just getting leases signed just to get them signed. The screening process is very, very detailed. Okay, so we are only letting qualified applicants in our apartments. We're not just filling space just to fill space, folks. Okay, and for them to do that is great. And so that's just a small sampling of how well they're doing and how confident that I feel about what they're doing. Now, listen, not only now, but once we really start heading into the first, second, the fourth quarter of this year, the first quarter of next year, that's what I'm really getting excited about with our management team. Okay? Because right now they've shown me that under the circumstances we're at now, they're doing really, really well. I'm really looking forward to seeing how well they'll do under the circumstances once we really start getting a bunch of momentum going. All right, so I want to give you an update on management there. Now let's talk about maintenance, okay? Maintenance, because there's really two things I want to talk to you about maintenance. I want to talk to you about updates that we've been doing to the units and to the properties. And I want to talk to you about maintenance staff. So like the management staff, we completely changed the maintenance staff as well. So we have only one person left over from the former maintenance staff. And the training that they're going through has been very, very good. And so the number of outstanding work orders that we have anymore is minimal. The response time we have to our tenants is minimal. And I'm even talking about emergency calls. So let me give you an example. So I sit and I meet with the management and the maintenance staff about every couple of weeks. And so I was in the office meeting with the maintenance staff here about 2 weeks ago, as a matter of fact. And one of our guys, while we're in the meeting, got an emergency call. So an emergency call comes in. And so, you know, our calls are tiered. So if it's not an emergency, you know, the calls go one way. But if it's an emergency, it goes another. So one of our guys was the guy on call for the emergency call. So he gets the emergency call. Here's what the emergency call is. You'd think at 7:30 in the morning, which is at the time this happened, it'd be what? Heat doesn't work this time of year, broken pipe, some kind of big maintenance issue. No. One of our tenants lost her mailbox key and couldn't get her mail. So she calls in on the emergency line to get a mailbox key replaced. Now, is that ridiculous? You darn right it is. It definitely is. So, but here's what our maintenance staff did. Instead of kind of blowing that off and putting it to the side and saying, oh, geez, I'll worry about that later. They were right on it, and they had a new key in her hand in a little bit less than 2 hours. That's the kind of change that we have now, whereas before it would be, yeah, we'll get you a key maybe by Friday. That kind of stuff is gone, and due to the training that we've put in place and due to the new staff, this is the kind of response that we're getting, and this is the kind of results we're getting, which again leads to you and I making more money from our properties. Okay, so you can feel really good about the maintenance staff that we have in place right now, because they're doing a terrific job. And like our management staff, I'm very excited to see how well we do and how well they do with us and our company as we continue to really gain momentum. It's interesting. It really is. And so I'm real excited about it, as most of you probably already know. But I want you to also feel good about the management staff, the maintenance staff, moving forward. Now, are they 100% perfect? No. Are there still bugs to work out? Yes. Are there issues that come up? Heck yes. So I don't want to give you the impression that everything is just perfect, because it's not. But the amount of improvement that we have and the potential that we've got as a result of the personnel we have in place really, really makes me excited. Okay. All right. So part two of maintenance, the thing that I want to mention to you is, as through this process, through our vacancies as they popped up, and through the process of turning our units over, I discovered something that for us is going to be very, very profitable. And that is, for the vast majority of our units, we were not charging enough rent. And in addition to that, we could achieve much higher rent if we did some improvements to our units, or what I call, I guess not me, or what our staff calls, flips to our units. And so I'll give you an example. One of our two-bedroom units in one of our properties, it's a 20-unit property, that leases for typically $550 to $575 a month. Okay? Well, by going in and doing some improvements and flipping that vacant unit, so it's now updated and remodeled, now we're in the $645 to $685 a month range. Okay, so almost an increase of up to $100 a month, or a little under $100 a month in that example. And so what I discovered was, the vast majority of our units, realistically, we can improve the rents by an average of $50 to $75 per month per unit per property. Okay? And so, knowing that that's the case, and knowing that we had quite a few vacancies that we were looking at, especially during the wintertime and the turnover during the wintertime, especially as we're going through our management and our management changeover, I went ahead and I started the process of making the decision to improve those units. I feel that it's in the best interest of our partnership and of our company to increase our income stream as much and as high as we possibly can, okay? Which not only gives us more income that we get as a result of that, but of course it increases our value in a big, big way. And if you haven't seen my presentation I have on this discovery and what we're working on, and an example of what we've done so far, you need to take a look at it, because I take you behind the scenes and I actually take you through some units and I show you what we've done, what we've been doing, and what we've been up to. Okay? It's very, very interesting regarding how much better off we will be as a company, profit-wise and income-wise, as a result of implementing this. So I gave the go-ahead to let's get started. Let's get our units updated. Let's get our units flipped, so to speak, and let's start making more money in rental income per unit as a result of that. Okay, now, in doing that, though, there are a couple of drawbacks that you need to be aware of. Number one is, it eats into our quarterly income and our quarterly profits. Okay, why? Well, quite simply, we're spending more money than we're taking in. So as we work on and spend $3,000 to $5,000 per unit in upgrades, okay, and I'll tell you what the typical upgrades are here in just a second. As we do that, and as we continue to do that, well, the result of that is we end up spending more money than we take in income. So for example, when you get your fourth quarter report, you're going to see an income loss for the fourth quarter. And so what that means is for the next quarter, for the next couple of quarters, maybe even for the next two or three quarters, you as a partner are not going to see much in the way of income from from our company. Frankly, because instead of giving you the money that the properties are making, I'm taking that money and I'm putting them back into the properties. And the main reason I'm doing that is it's in our company's best interest to do this, to improve our properties now, to take advantage of a really good rental market now, to maximize our rents now, rather than focusing on, I guess, what I would consider short-term quarterly income generating goals. I think that's short-sighted, and I think by continuing to focus on the short-sighted things, we miss out on opportunities like I'm talking about right now. And so as a result, I'm plan on continuing to work on updating and remodeling our units as they turn over. I'll continue to spend the necessary capital on them as I think is necessary. And by the way, I'm not doing this in an informal way. And so what I mean by that is units that get updated and flipped again are going up in rent. We're not keeping them at the same rent. They are going up. We're only doing these with apartments that we'll be able to get more rent from. We're only doing these with our apartments that really need the updating. So, for example, if we have a really nice unit, let's say it was updated 2 or 3 years ago, okay? Well, we're not going to re-update it and do it again. So it's not as if we're updating every single apartment we've got, because we're not. But those that I have found that need it, we're doing it. Why? Because it will pay off handsomely for us as a result. So I'm focused on our company's overall profit potential and overall income potential as it relates to our company and to you as a partner. The quarterly income distributions are important. The quarterly income distributions are always nice and fun to get and good to get, and it's always kind of a nice benchmark on things. But for the next few quarters, you're not going to see much in the way of distributions because I am focusing on our company, the profitability of our company, and the income of our company, not on meeting a quarterly distribution goal. And so I think it's important for our partners to know that and understand that, especially if they get to a point where they're wondering why they're not getting as much of an income distribution as what they think they should be getting. And before anyone has that thought, you need to understand that that's not the goal here, okay? That's not the goal. And the goal is to get to that point where you are extremely excited about the distribution that you're getting. But for the next quarter, two, or three quarters, there's not going to be much excitement there. But that doesn't mean there's any problems, there's any issues, or there's anything wrong. Quite the contrary. Everything's going very, very well. We're just focusing on growth and on the growing of our company. And that's where most of our effort's going to be. So an important piece of information for you to understand and to know regarding our maintenance, not only the staff, as I talked about, but the improvements that we're doing. Okay. Now, let's talk about the fourth quarter reports. A good segue for that, right? Fourth quarter reports will be to you probably here within the next couple of weeks. They're almost done. I know we've got just a couple of more properties to factor in there. So you'll have those to you as well. So I would say within the next couple of weeks, you'll have those quarterly reports sent to you, either through email or I'll be, as an attachment, I'll send you a link, excuse me, where you can download that information. Okay? All right. Now, tax returns. No one has gotten in touch with me regarding their tax returns yet, but I can give you a quick update. Everything is going good. It looks like we will have our K-1s done in time this year. That's the way it's looking as of now. I never guarantee anything because you never know what might come out of left field or what might pop up. But I've been in constant communication with our accountants, and everything looks good. So I want you to know that everything looks good, and I feel positive that we'll have our tax returns and our K-1s done in a timely manner this year. And I feel that you can expect to have that that information to you also in a timely manner as compared to last year. What was it, July? I think we finally got the information to everybody. I think we'll be doing much better this time and this go around. So far so good on the tax returns, so far so good on the K-1s. Okay, now valuations. Probably the most frequently asked question I get from our partners over the last couple of months has been, okay, Darren, when are the final valuations going to be completed? It's a two-part answer. So let me give you part one. Part one is, are valuations effective January 1 of 2016, which I know is a little bit over a year ago, but January 1 of 2016, those have been confirmed. So we're good there. And by the way, that's about 80% of the work necessary to bring you an up-to-date valuation, is to backtrack and go through all of our companies that were involved in the merger. So 80% of our work is done. And effective January 1 of 2016, our valuations are complete. But I know I can hear the conversation going on in the back of your mind. You're saying, well, that's for 2016. I want to know what's going on now. I mean, come on, Darren, this is 2017. What's the deal? Well, in order for us to get completed valuations that have been confirmed by a third-party accounting firm, completed and done, we need the tax returns and the K-1s completed for 2016 in order to get that to you. Okay, that makes sense? So in other words, what that means is we need to have our tax returns done before I can get you, and I can tell you, guess what, today our valuations up to date have been confirmed. Okay, so I can't tell you that until our tax returns are done. Okay, so in terms of timing, that gives you an idea about timing. But even though that may sound like maybe that might not be good news, the good news though is we can estimate fairly closely, in my opinion, what your valuation is here at any time because we already have a confirmed valuation for January 1 of 2016. In other words, our property values don't change that much over time. I mean, our debt structure changes a little bit. Our operating accounts change, so a little bit. So we will have some ebbs and flows with their assets and liabilities, but because we own real estate, we're not going to have wild fluctuations in their value, so we should not have a difficult time in getting really good at estimating what your valuations are currently, okay? Even though they're technically not confirmed as of, let's say, today, can we get really close in terms of how much of a value you have now? You bet. Because we know what your value was about a year ago. Our property values haven't really changed that much as of yet from a year ago. And so we don't have a lot of ebb and flow in there in order to really change things up from a valuation standpoint. Okay, so that's the good news. And so what I would tell you is, if you want to get an estimate of your property's valuation, you know, take a look at your quarterly report, this last quarterly report. That'll give you an estimation on what your valuation is, effective fourth quarter. And then if you have any questions about it, feel free to let me know. And as I've stated many times before, no matter what that valuation comes in at, if it's really, really high and you get super excited and say, wow, this is great. Look, that's good. And that's good for you. But, you know, don't get too wed to the fact that every valuation number you get is going to be bigger and larger and, you know. So I don't want you to get too excited if things look really, really great. But on the other hand, if you take a look at your valuation, you're like, hey, that looks a little bit low to me. And, you know, I guess I'm not really excited. Again, don't be too disappointed in that, because things will continue to change. Things will continue to evolve, especially regarding two things. One that I've already talked about, which is our improvements that we're doing, which will increase our income and increase our property's values. So there's that that's in process. And two, and kind of on the short, near term of things, we are getting appraisals done, updated appraisals done right now on our properties. So our property's values technically are going to be changing here in the next 60 days. Okay. Why? Because we're getting appraisals done. And as you probably remember, per our company operating agreements, we're required to have a third party, disinterested third party, do appraisals on all of our holdings every 14 to 16 months so we can update our valuations for you. Okay. So hopefully that makes sense. And it also, as kind of a sidebar, gives you an update in terms of where we're at with appraisals being done currently right now. But that answers the valuation question. And so we can always get pretty darn close, in my opinion, by giving you an estimate now. But they won't be fully confirmed, and up-to-date confirmation will not be happening until our tax returns are done, and then it'll be completed shortly once our tax returns are done. Okay. So I wanted to talk to you about that, and just by way of a couple of more really quick updates for you. Number one is, as you're probably aware, March is coming up, and March is the time where our partners have the opportunity to either buy in and buy more ownership interest in our company. It's the time where new partners can join us if they want to. It's also an opportunity for our company current partners to start to liquidate if they so choose to do so. March and September of every year. And so, just as a reminder, in order for you to buy in more shares in our company, more ownership interest, all you need to do is contact me and let me know, and we'll make arrangements for you to do that. It's very, very simple. And we'll make the changes on the accounting end to your capital account. And you can continue to track that and keep an eye on that. So pretty easy. If you want to add more to your account, just let me know. If you don't, you don't need to do anything. Okay, so you don't need to do anything. You don't want to add anything, no problem. No need to do anything. You don't need to let me know. For those of you, just as a reminder, that want your distributions or any distributions ever reinvested in the fund instead of going to you, you need to let me know that, so we make arrangements on our end from an accounting standpoint to do that. Now, if you've already done that, there's no need to get in touch with me and let me know. I'm aware of it. But if you want to and you have not contacted me yet, you know, of course, feel free to contact me and let me know, and we'll go from there. Okay. Now, for those people that are interested in exiting getting maybe a partial distribution or a full distribution, there's a couple of important reminders you need to know about. Number one, the first thing we look at doing is having the company buy, either in part or in whole, your ownership interest based on its current value. Okay, that is always subject to and contingent upon the company having enough capital to do that. So, by way of reminder, most of our company's value, most of our company's overall valuation is in real estate properties, not cash. Okay, so think of it this way. About 95% of our company's value is wrapped up in property. About 5% of our company's value, give or take, is in cash. And so because of that, we are not able from time to time to buy everybody out that wants to be bought out because we don't have enough capital to do that. Okay? We've got enough assets, but we don't have enough capital to do that. So it's important to remind you of that. And so if there's enough capital, the company will look at buying, we'll look at buying out whole or part of your interest, because we want to continue growing our company, because that's the first thing we want to do. So that's number one. Number two is, if for some reason at the point in time you want to sell, the company does not have enough capital to take you out, then the next step is to offer your ownership interest in part or whole to other members of our company to buy. So in other words, one of our other partners now has an opportunity to buy you out in whole or in part versus the company. So the pecking order is, company gets first shot at buying you out first. If that doesn't happen, now we take your ownership interest to the partnership, and an individual partner, or heck, it doesn't have to be one, it can be two or three partners, can buy you out, and that's how the process would work. Okay, and so I just want to remind you that that's the process, and that's how the process does work. Now, just as kind of my opinion on all of this, and everybody can do what they want to with their investment, because it's your investment and it's your business, quite frankly. It's not mine. But I really want to tell you, in my opinion, now is a real bad time to be getting out of this. Now is a bad time because of where I see the company going from an income standpoint and a valuation standpoint. I would tell you that if you have a choice, I would choose not to exit the company, especially in 2017. I think that's a bad financial decision. Once again, my opinion to you from a guy that's behind the scenes and sees everything that's going on, I don't think it's a good idea. Put it this way, I wouldn't sell anything that I've got in the company if I can help it right now. I wouldn't. As a matter of fact, I'm adding as much as I can. And I would recommend you do the same. And then once again, that's my opinion. But that's the process. So I wanted to remind you of the process so we don't have any questions on how that process works. Okay. And then just the last couple of items I wanted to cover is purchases. So we are going to be closing here in the next couple of days on a 60-unit property that we will have just an ownership interest in. We're not buying the property in full and owning 100% of it, again, because we do not have enough capital in order to accomplish that right now. I'd like to, but we simply don't have enough capital to do that right now. So, but I wanted you to be aware that the 60-unit property is one that I feel really, really good about, and I'm excited about, because it has a lot of the same ingredients and a lot of the same feel as a couple of other very, very profitable properties that we've bought over the years. It fits the mold of those properties. It's similar to those properties. And I think we'll get the same kind of results in terms of value increase and income increase from this property as we've done some of our other ones. So I feel great about this property. Potential, realistically fantastic. Location, very, very good. Realistic improvement in operations, off the charts. So this is a project that I'm really excited about, and I know will be just a huge, huge asset to our company. But other than that, that's the only investment purchase that we're looking at right now and that we've got in the pipeline. Of course, we're always looking for other acquisitions, and you know, they have to meet a pretty strict and stiff criteria in order for us to acquire them. But that's one that we've got in the pipeline right now, and that's what we've got going on there. And so the last thing I wanted to mention to you actually has to do with appraisals. And I know I've already talked about appraisals, but it's real interesting what we're seeing right now with our appraisals. And so as part of what we're doing, we are going, and by what we're doing is with our capital improvements that we're doing, at the same time, I'm also selling some of our assets. And these are assets that are good, but they just don't fit with what we really want to accomplish over the next few years. So as an example, I'm in the process of working on selling 9 of our single family homes that we own. Our single family homes are fine, they're good, but they just don't fit into what we're doing. So we're working on selling those. There's a couple of smaller apartment properties we're working on selling. We're not acquiring small apartment properties. So those are just a few real quick shots at you in terms of criteria and some things that we're working on to improve some things. But as a result of that, here's kind of interesting thing that we're finding out regarding the appraisals. So the numbers are starting to come in on our appraisals, and the first numbers are on our single families. Our single families are improving in value anywhere from 5 to 20% from last year. Okay, so in other words, the value of our single family homes has jumped anywhere from 5 to 20% on our properties from last year. And that's fantastic. And I feel really good about that, and that makes me feel good knowing that we're looking at selling those to, you know, make a little bit of money when we sell them. That's always a good thing, and that's always a nice thing. So I wanted you to be aware of that, because that kind of speaks about what the market's doing here. Our apartment appraisals aren't completed yet, and I actually don't even have any of those yet, so I can't even give you a snapshot of what's going on there. But of course, once these are done, I'll be getting the information out to everybody, and I'm optimistic that we'll see a increase in our values from last year. So I'll keep you posted on that. But wanted you to be aware that is happening. And so I think I've covered most everything I wanted to on the conference call. I've talked about what we've done with management. I've hit upon the maintenance items that we've talked about, not only with staff of the management and maintenance companies, but also what we're doing to the properties, why we're doing it, and why it makes sense financially to do it. So you understand what's going on, and so you've got realistic expectations of what you're going to be seeing over the next few quarters. I gave you an idea what we're looking at in terms of quarterly reports, tax returns, valuations and finalizing those, got you an idea on where we're at there, and then gave you an update in terms of what's going on in the background on some of those other items I discussed, and especially with the appraisals, with our property values, and in what's going on financially. So hopefully I've given you some good information and updated you in a way that you feel pretty good about with what's going on. But look, if you have any questions about anything, if there's anything you want to discuss, anything that I need to make clear, maybe there's something I didn't talk about or bring up that you think is important, feel free to get in contact with me and let me know. Happy to chat with you, happy to discuss with you on anything that you have a question about or a concern about. I would actually look forward to catching up with you. Okay? All right. Great talking to you. Glad you were on the call today. And I'll look forward to, I'm sure, talking with most of you here in the very, very near future. All right. Take care. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.